Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Marcus Hippi. As many of you find yourselves spending more time at home, we do follow suit, stay a bit more domestic and delve into the world of great recipes. Today we hear from American chef Andrew D'Ambrosi, who has launched his latest venture in the Cotswolds in Britain.
Hi, my name is Andrew D'Ambrosi of D'Ambrosi Fine Foods, and I'm going to be talking to you about making the best tomato sauce ever. I say this because I had quite a few restaurants in New York City, and anytime I did this tomato sauce, it was mentioned on any of my reviews anywhere, and it's just a solid tomato sauce. And it's a base, so three ingredients at the beginning. Essentially, it's tomatoes, olive oil, and garlic. Can't get much simpler than that. Beyond that, you can add things, and we'll discuss that later, but let's start with the recipe. So recipe-wise, you want to start with 2.5 liters of quartered tomatoes. Arguably, it'd be nice if you used plum tomatoes or a juicy tomato like a vine ripe. You want that. You want very thinly sliced garlic cloves on a mandolin if you could. 0.75 grams of very thinly sliced garlic cloves, preferably on a mandolin. Hope you don't put your finger in there. Next, 250 grams of olive oil, just a nice olive oil. It doesn't have to be a finishing olive oil, but a nice olive oil. And then salt and pepper to taste, and we'll start with that. So most importantly, the first thing you're gonna do is you're gonna take that thinly sliced garlic and you're gonna place it in a large pot, hopefully with a lot of airspace, so it's wide, kind of like what we call a rondeau. And you wanna combine that with olive oil, cold. So you don't wanna put it on heat yet, you just wanna have the garlic and the olive oil in that pot. You have your tomatoes quartered in the background, and now you turn the heat on. You turn the heat on and you start to basically sweat the garlic, and you have to constantly move the garlic through the oil with a spatula the entire time. You can't turn for 3 seconds because you don't want patches of burned garlic or garlic that gets toasted over the other areas. It all has to toast equally the exact same time. So you basically have to stir, 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 stir. The minute, the very second that you see the garlic kind of stop releasing its liquid and it turns golden, you slam those tomatoes in that pot. And you put it on high and you continue on high and you stir the entire time and you try to render out the liquids from those tomatoes as fast as humanly possible. Did I mention also before that these tomatoes are not to be skinned? You need the skin. It's one of the most important things and why this pasta sauce is so dank, and dank meaning good. It is because the pectin in the skin is gonna kind of come to stick to everything. So you have your tomatoes in your pot. The garlic has already been toasted. You're stirring, 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 stirring. It's okay right now, but as it starts to render down, 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 it's gonna start to turn into molten hot lava. So at some point, I highly recommend either you have a kitchen glove on or you have a long sleeve shirt, because you will have scars from this. But as the tomato sauce is popping and bubbling away, you keep stirring. You have to, otherwise it will burn because the sugars are now condensed and the liquid's leaving. Once you get to the point, I don't know if you've ever made a jam before, but it's similar to that. You want that tomato sauce to be the texture of a jam. And that's when you draw the spatula or the spoon through the sauce, it will not come back. It will stay separated. It's like Moses in the ocean, you know what I mean? Like, you want it to stay separated. And at that point, you know your tomato sauce is gonna be the right texture. And the pectin that's developed in there from the cooking and the releasing of the liquids, that is what's going to cling to your pasta. It is going to literally cling, and it's in a concentrated sauce. So you probably use a quarter of the amount of tomato sauce than you would normally, because again, this pasta will literally like just completely just cling on to whatever pasta you have. The reason why I started with this tomato sauce was at my restaurant in New York that I had at the time. It was called Bergen Hill, and we were doing a dish. It was called squid tagliatelle. And so we would take squid heads, cut them down the center, so you kind of fold them out, it looks like a triangle, and then we would stack them on top of each other, and then we would actually wrap them and freeze them. And then the next day when it was frozen, we would take it out and we would slice it on a deli slicer, and therefore we would actually have calamari or squid that was in the shape of tagliatelle pasta. Now, the problem with that is that it's a protein, it's not a starch, so it doesn't absorb anything. So it's not like pasta. So I needed a very tight tomato sauce that would cling to the product, and it did. And it was one of the more successful dishes on the menu that never came off the entire time it was on. So that being said, that's it. So once you get the tomato sauce to where it needs to be, it should be really, really, really thick, almost way too thick. It's like basically a jam at this point. I would transfer to a tray and allow it to cool off. Once cold, You can season beforehand too a little bit, but not too much, because depending on what you want to add to it later. So I always recommend capers and basil. Once the tomato sauce is cold, you then fold in chopped basil and capers. And the reason why I do it when it's cold, if you're not eating it that moment, is that way the heat won't kill the basil and it also won't leach the salt out of the capers. And that's why I was telling you earlier to be careful with the seasoning, because if you do add capers, if you do add olives, you have the chance of obviously becoming too salty. So you kind of want to season as you see necessary. And that's it. You boil your pasta and you heat the sauce up and you throw it on the pasta and you have, you know, banging tomato sauce.
My thanks to Andrew D'Ambrosi. For more from the hospitality sector, stay tuned for The Menu, our food and drink show that premieres every Friday at 2000 London time. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.